Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, Tefresh Mem Zayin, Din HaRova, Arvei Nachal. The Pasuk, we discussed Adasim, we've learned a lot about Adasim, we've previously learned about the Lovim, we're clear in that. Now we're going to be learning a little bit about the Arovas. Arvei Nachal, Omo V'Toyra, the Pasuk tells us, Arvei Nachal, you should take Arvei Nachal. Nachal is a river, Omo V'Toyra, who mean, how you mean your Dwight is a specific known species, Hanikor Ken, which is called like that. Aleshelo, the leaves of this Arvei Nachal, Moshuch Kenachal, it's stretched like a Nachal, like a river, Upiv, and its edges, Cholok, are smooth, Vekoneshaloi, and its stem, Odoim, is red. Vafilu Bod Yorei Kosher, however, if it's still young, and not fully grown, and it's green, it's kosher, it's still kosher. But a fully grown arovas is going to be slightly reddish. V'roiv min zeh, the majority of these species of this grass, godel grows al hanacholim, grows by rivers. Lekach, therefore, nikru, they are called Arvei Nachal. How are they defined? The defined definition is that, what's the definition again? What are the conditions? Arvei Nachal going to be what? Moshuch Kenachal, the leaves are stretched, the edges are smooth, and the stem is a bit reddish. And they normally grow by rivers. However, even if it does grow by midbar in the desert or by mountains, kosher, it's still kosher. So the place where it grows is not leikuv. It doesn't matter where it really grows. They normally grow by the river, but it doesn't have to be so. V'yesh min ha'chot, there's another species, doim el arova, which resembles the arova. Elo, only, sha'ole shiro agoil, that it's slightly more roundish, the leaves are more roundish. Piv doim el maso, and its edge is more like a maso perish megeira sigor belas. It's like a saw, meaning that the edge is a bit that's got like things sticking out, literally like a saw. The konishaloi enoi edom, and its stem is not reddish at all. V'zeo nikra tzavtzefo, and that's a tzavtzefo. V'ipsulim, that's posul. That's the wrong species. It's not taking lemon but instead of the esek. It's the wrong. It's not just a psul. It's the wrong type. So you do make sure not to have a tzavtzefo, you got to have an arova. And the way it's defined is by the following conditions. You look at the edge of the leaves, you look at the shape of the leaves, and you look at the color of the stem. V'yesh min arova she'en piyo shelo cholok v'enu kemasa. There's also something in between. It's not it's not smooth edges. It's something which has got something a little bit in between. It's got tzlomim ktanim ad moed, tiny little bit things sticking out, and that will be kosher as well. The Ma'aser Rabbi Yisrael, it's interesting. Mishabu points out that's true. Mishabu says you got to be careful when you take from the river. You got to be careful because at times many are real of us. You go to the many lakes, many rivers, and you'll see these massive trees growing with arovas. And normally they're kosher arovas, they're normally perfectly fine, they're good. At times, however, it may look a little bit like arovas, but it's not really arovas. If the leaves are a bit more roundish, if the leaves are not smooth, then it's not an arova. It's something else, it's tzavtzefon, then you don't take it. So that's why we tend to buy it. But I must say that I was in the summer holidays, and I saw these, I showed my kids. These are beautiful, beautiful arovas, perfect arovas. So why don't we take them? Because of... I don't know, they're not going to last so long. But you've got to be careful. Yeah. I don't know. They can be. The fact that they're going down doesn't invalidate it, doesn't puzzle it. I think that sometimes when you're referring to are not arovas, they are sometimes not arovas because they're like tzavtzefot, the leaves are not right. But are you talking about when the leaves, I mean, if the leaves, if these conditions apply, then it's going to be fine. Are you referring to if it's... Yeah, yeah. It doesn't matter. It doesn't puzzle it. It doesn't puzzle it. Yeah. Now, the Mishnah points out, if cotton hair first white line, you've got to make sure that it's got all the conditions that I mentioned over here. Otherwise, it would be possible. Now, Siv Beis, Arevo Shiovsho. What if you've got a rov which is dry? Oishinoshu Roi Valeo, the majority of the leaves have come off. Oishiniktom Roisho, or the head is knocked off. Psula is possible. Aval Kmusho, if it's just, what's Kmush, if it's not fully dry yet, if it's withered. Oishinoshu Miktazada, some of the leaves come off. Kshir, it's kosher. Varamba Machshibiniktom Oishin Rambam allows it if the head has come off. I find it very interesting sometimes. And it's, you see it, that you've got people sometimes who spend a fortune on the esrog, top quality esrog. They buy the best lulav on the market, best lulav, and they go for the briska hadassim, which costs some 20, 30 pounds for hadassim alone. And then the arovas, when it comes to arovas, day one is fine, day two is, and then by the time it hits chalamoit, there's nothing left of these arovas. And I'm thinking to myself, you spent a fortune on this set, but it's borderline kosher. How ironic. The cheapest one of them, which is just £2-3 for the others, which I agree but why not just replace the others? You got such a beautiful set, but the quality of the Dalet Minim is the fact you've got to have all of them. It's a Dalet Minim, it's one mitzvah. You got to have all of them in the Mahuda. So you spend a fortune on that, there's fortune on the Lulav, a fortune on that. But you look at the others, this is a bit Yevet, you're becoming a bit Yevet. Sometimes you don't even become the mitzvah. I've seen the others which are clearly possible. When you only have the stem left, and the leaf that's still attached is like dangling down, it's like semi-attached and it's brown, you're probably not yet to the mitzvah. So you're going to say, well, I've got a 150-pound esrog, very nice, but it's you've got to do all this albumin, not shloshim in him. So it's that. So and now the question is about the replacing. I know it sounds like another £5, another £7, and I hear and people say it's so much money just for a bit of. I hear that, but it's part of the mitzvah. It's interesting. I want to just point out something interesting which I saw last year. I saw that Chasam Sofer and other Gedolim used to change their rovers every day, which is nice. Change your rovers every day. Okay, you can do that. But then I saw the opposite minhag. Rabbi Duna Zichron Livrocha had the minhag that he would keep the rovers as long as he could. Because he says, these are rovers that I did the mitzvah with. And we've seen previously the concept of if you did one mitzvah with it, you want to stick to it as long as you can. You know, if I did a mitzvah with something, I want to. You know the concept of where do we find this concept? You do a mitzvah, you keep it for another mitzvah. You keep it as long as you can. Yeah, absolutely. That kind of example. Yeah, yeah, that's right. So some people use the esrog. They put some in the esrog and they use that for Havdalah. So there's all kinds. When you use it for, so also Rabbi Duna, he said that, I've used the robots for the first 2 days. I'm going to keep it as long as I can until it's really possible, and then I'm going to replace it with something else. So there's that meaning as well. So when you see somebody that is always not perfect, it could be that he just wants to stick with it as long as he can. No, you can't. Yeah, you can't. Used robots shouldn't be used for Hoshanas. I don't remember why. I don't know if it's LP Kabbalah or if it's LP, I don't know what the Matter family says, you shouldn't use them. I don't know why. Because you hit them maybe? I forgot why, but it's brought down that you shouldn't be using them. You shouldn't use them. Yeah, so that's that. So one should be careful that they shouldn't be yovesh, they shouldn't be dry, they shouldn't be knocked off. The top shouldn't be knocked off. What about if the leaves are knocked off? Some of the leaves are cut off. Is that a problem? We saw about that same day such a psul. Does the psul also apply by others? So again, some of the leaves being cut off, and it happens sometimes. I'll tell you what happens. Sometimes when they are folded, the arovas leaves are folded, so the next day they come off. So you'll occasionally see arovas leaves cut off. It looks like they're cut off, like halved. They're not cut. So is that a problem or not? Do you need to ensure that the leaves are full? As simple as that. Do you need to ensure that the leaves of the arovas are complete? Yes or no?
I mean, it's complete, but you mean it's folded.
And then after being folded, they'll often get cut off. They will just get. Yeah. Is that a problem that the arovas leaves are cut off, knocked off? Some of it. The leaf.
But is it the same as with the hadassim? You've got to have at least the majority.
Yeah.
So
Yeah, so I hear your comparison. There is no such psul by the arovas. There's no such psul. It doesn't become invalid if the leaves are cut off. So in theory, because arovas, as opposed to adasim, arovas, which some of the leaves are cut off, or it's not a problem. It's not a problem. There's no such psul by the arovas. So it's fine. It's fine. Pardon? There's no such thing. But there's no such thing.
I suppose.
I don't know how what the figure is. You're right. If they're all of them are cut off, I suppose they will come to a point that it's not hidu anymore. But in principle, just the fact that one or two are cut off, knocked off, it's not a psul. It's not a psul. Okay. More important is to look at after it's to look after not to be yavesh. And everybody's got his own tricks that work or don't to keep them fresh. It's very, very hard. It's very hard to keep them fresh. The rule of thumb is, and you know what about the rovers? How to keep them fresh? What's the best way?
To keep them in the fridge, a bit damp, the fridge,
to put it in a flower pot. Everything, they all tried everything. To put it on the grass. Everything's been tried and tested.
Take them out every day and put them in the fridge?
Yeah, the fridge, yeah. Some people fridge, some people water, some put a lula bag. Yeah, you mean on Shabbos? What do you mean? On Yom Tov? On Yom Tov, after using them, no, because if it's a psikiresha, perhaps it is. If you know it's going to come off, if you're not sure it's going to come off, then it's because enemy's chavim will be fine. Ah, that's true as well. But it's true as well, perhaps. Yeah, I'm not sure to think about this, but lemaisa. You gotta make sure. Yeah, there's no real. I try most years. I try things out. It's
so what's
hard.
The winner?
Pardon?
What's the winning way?
One very good way, which I was makabel for my brother, is to put it on the grass. It really works very well because it gets sukkah's time. It gets quite wet and damp and cold. It works very well. My brother always keeps it on the grass, and he works pretty well. But the problem is the foxes.
The whole set. He was the whole set.
No.
Just your
own. Yeah, it works very well. But don't come back if it doesn't work. Yeah, but it's good. I know the fridge stuff, and generally also the less you deal with it, the longer they. I feel the people are too busy with it, in and out and in the fridge. You take the temperature, you put water, you put the bill for this and that, all this magic thing. The more you deal with it, you know, it's the less likely they are to last. Yeah, I think that's probably a good answer. That's a good answer. Yeah.
Well, are we going to discuss if they're black?
No, so it doesn't talk about black. It's a really interesting question. So it doesn't actually talk about black. It doesn't talk about black. And here again, we've got the same problem as mentioned with regards to the Hadassim. What does black mean in your eyes?
Does it mean is it dry?
No. Yeah, so that's the point. So normally when we talk about dryness, it's always talking about halbinu ponov, that it goes white. It goes white. But our lovers don't go white, generally speaking. They normally turn to go black. So somebody once told me that blackness, I don't know if it's true. Anybody knows about, somebody told me that the blackness is actually that it's over, that it's, the blackness is not dry, but on the contrary, over damp and too much oxygen, too much water, so it gets black. It's actually not real dryness. I don't know. It's probably a psul. When they're black, it's probably a psul. When they're black, they're probably a psul. When it's completely black. If it's a bit of black, the person can say you can ignore it. So that's really in terms of the darovas. The post can also speak about if it's black from the heat, might not be considered yovesh either. Yeah, okay. Let's give a little bit of a start to Simon Tov Reshom Chesvam Absunim Esek. Well, that's the Esek, page 230. Esek HaYovesh Posel, the Esek which is Yovesh is Posel. V'shira Yavshus, how do you define Yavshus, dryness with regards to an Esek? She'enu Motzi Shum Lecho, and there's no liquid coming out anymore. V'yivtu Galadish Yaveh Pumachadu V'yichut. How do you know if it's internally liquid or not? How do you know? How do you know if it's internally liquid? Again, it's the Yovesh is that it's dry. How do you know if it's dry? It's inside. The way to check is that it's inside dry. Well, how do you know if it's inside dry? If you have to open it up, then it's not going to be a kosher esrog anymore. So you've got to check the inside. What you take a needle, as in picture 6, you take a needle, and with a string, and once you've pulled through the needle, with a string, you'll see afterwards, you'll be able to identify on the string as to whether it got a little bit moist or not. If it's a bit moist, you know that it's got moisture inside it, and it's fine. If it's completely dry, once you pull it through, then you know that there's no, it's completely dry inside, no moisture, and it's going to be possible. Yeah, because that's not going to be chosa. We'll speak about that. Yeah. If you've got an esek from last year, vada yoveshu v'posel. It's definitely yoveshin, but if you've got esek from last year, it's only posel. I want to tell you that one of my kids, my tzvi, he kept an esek from last year. All my kids, they always try to do. So he kept an esek from last year. He put it in a water-sealed... that's right. And just to see, and I must tell you, it's now a year old. Looks brand new. I'll sell it for £120. It looks perfect. It looks perfect. But the truth is that it's not. There's still a problem. It looks perfect. It looks really, really perfect. And I'm quite confident that if I were to make this test, it would be moisture inside. I'm pretty confident. I haven't tried it. Doesn't let me. But I'm pretty confident that if I would pull through a needle, it would be moisture inside it. However, from previous years where we've tried it, what happens once you take it out? It's got within very short time. It's going to completely. It's going to rot completely inside it. It's going to rot very, very quickly. So you can't. So of course the Rabbi is right. You can't use an esek which is last year. Once you've taken out of the jar, it goes. It goes very quickly. So of course the more an esek which comes from last year is not going to last. It is interesting that esrogim do last. One year I kept an esrog in my esrog box, as simple as that. I kept my esrog in the esrog box. We try every year different things. I simply kept an esrog box and depending on which, in two esrog box, one esrog box, he went completely moldy. It shrank like a nut, really tiny, and it became a bit moldy. But another one, in a metal esrog box, It lasted quite well. And it wasn't the shear, it was pre-possible because of the shear, but it did last much better than expected. A year in the esek box.
Can you use like your shmur masses like a year old if they've been kept separate?
Yeah. 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 They don't taste very fresh though. You gotta put them in the oven for a few minutes. Save basically for tomorrow, Mitzvah. Okay, yeah, we'll stop over here. Okay.